Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In today's world, we want to be set apart. We want a day for ourselves, some time when we are recognized. Something that will sort of point us out for having a leg up. Maybe today is that day for you if you're a mother. Right? A day to be set apart. A day to stand out. Because to be honest, to blend into the crowd, there's really nothing special about that. You know, so it's sort of inherent to humanity that we want to be different. At least in some way, maybe not in a way in which we're sort of weird, but in a way in which we're honored. And the truth is that God's people do have a special privilege of being set apart. And so when we jump into our text, we hear in verse 10, "Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." The truth is that once we were nothing. Literally nothing. By ourselves, nothing. It's a very sad place to be. Nothing in the eyes of God. But after all, that's the state of who we are. God gives very simple rules, and we can't even keep those. Even Adam and Eve, they had one, and they couldn't even keep it. Yesterday, we began our Jonah Bible study, and Jonah had one simple task. Go, proclaim the word to Nineveh. And he couldn't do it. Over and over again, we see how utterly nothing we truly are. How on our own we can do absolutely no good whatsoever. And to be quite honest, we do not deserve God's mercy. You see, we don't follow God's simple rules. And in fact, what we do more often against God is we grumble. We complain as if we have not been set apart by God. For some reason, something happens in our minds where we think to ourselves, God, are we really your chosen people whom you care for? Or are we still nothing? Because after all, when things go south, when things start to go poorly in our lives, all of a sudden it seems as if, where are you, God? What are you doing? Am I one of your chosen people? Am I one who has been set apart? Am I something unique to you as a precious stone? Or am I nothing? The truth is that both of these things sort of rage on in our mind without our even knowing it. On the one hand, we are the poor, miserable sinners, the absolute nothingness to God. But then on the other hand, you are one who has been chosen, one who has been redeemed by Jesus Christ. And God says, no, you're not nothing. You're my people. But yet every day we sort of have this battle that rages within our mind. And we go, God, which is it? Maybe it depends on what side of the bed you wake up on, depending on how you feel. But the truth is that you are a chosen people. You are God's people because once you were nothing. Once you were just a poor, miserable sinner, but now you are one for whom God has chosen. Now you are one whom Jesus has paid for. You're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. And to be quite honest, it means we ought to have a certain mindset. It means we ought to act a certain way. What it means to be set apart, what it means that you are no longer just a big nothing, just a face in the crowd, because you are set apart as one of God's children, God has good use of you. You are God's people. See, this title, it only belonged to one nation in the Old Testament. It was the nation of Israel. They were ones who were set apart by God, called for his possession, and they received all the blessings that went with it. If the Israelites go out to war, God goes with them. If the Israelites are facing adversity from an enemy nation, God would send a judge to protect them. God was with his people. He promised them he always would be. But the truth is that we know the Old Testament Israel. They're always leaving God behind. They're always turning their back on him. They're always saying, "We don't want anything to do with you, Lord. Things look much nicer over there." They act as if they did not want to be God's chosen people. And so don't be like that Israel, the Israel of the Old Testament, who constantly sort of looked in on themselves and thought they knew better than God. Be a better Israel. Because the truth is that the Old Testament Israel is no longer God's chosen people. Who are you? You are God's chosen people, set apart by him. And the truth is that that means when you go off, when you're afflicted by enemies, when you're dealing with things like sickness and cancer and death, guess what? God goes with you. He's promised to be there for you, to remind you of his promises, to protect you in his care, and to give you a promise that everything is going to be okay. Because the truth is that your salvation is secure in Jesus Christ. He is the one who set you apart. He is the one who bought you with his blood. And it means that nothing in this world can ever harm you. Now, certainly, if we start focusing on the things that are right in front of us, things seem pretty bleak in our world. You know, we don't seem sort of set apart and chosen if we just focus on the things that are right in front of our eyes, because the war and violence and sickness in our world are all too real. And that's precisely why the Christian does not look at the things right in front of them necessarily, but they look through the things in front of them to the heavenly reality that awaits all of us, to the eternal promises that are for you. My friends, it's only through Jesus that you are saved. It is only through Jesus that you are God's holy people. And so keep your eyes fixed on the promise that Jesus has given you. Forgiveness, life, and salvation in the midst of a world that is ever changing, in the midst of a world of uncertainty, Jesus is there for you. Always. Resting in this promise of Jesus' death and resurrection, knowing and believing that you are saved by Jesus alone, that you are a holy person for whom God is always watching out. Now God gives you the proclamation. Proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What in the world does that mean? Right? Being set apart, being chosen, being one who can always keep their eyes on the eternal realities. What does it mean to take that with you? Peter is speaking of the excellencies of Christ. The truth is, you already have the hope within you. You know you are redeemed. You know Jesus has shed his blood for you. He has died on the cross. He has been risen. You know that. Take that hope within yourself and proclaim it. Tell it to the world, all those you see, all those who come around you, all of those you meet in your various vocations, go and tell them about the hope you have in your Savior. Because the truth is that as much as the promise is for you, the promise is for the world too. You've received the promise. The Holy Spirit has worked in you. But what about everybody outside the church? Jesus died for them too. Jesus longs for them to know that they have been set apart as well, that they are a part of this community, of this people, of this Israel. And so it goes. For those who have been redeemed by Jesus' blood and death and resurrection, for those of you who have been declared a holy people, and that is all of you, For those who have been served through word, and in a moment, the Lord's Supper. We have no greater privilege than being set apart by our God. We have no greater privilege than God holding us up and honoring us with His presence. And because He has so honored us with His presence, we have no greater privilege than going out and sharing Christ with others. Because the truth is that you have the hope of salvation, Jesus Christ. And to contain that sort of joy, impossible. Go. As God's set apart people, go and proclaim His excellencies of Jesus' death and resurrection. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.